The total 2015 fiscal year budget beginning July 1st will be $12.1 billion, about half of that amount coming from the state's general fund and the other half from federal sources. The Senate approved the measure 24-1. Ways and Means Committee Chair David Ige said the Department of Education will be the recipient of a $31 million increase.
$15 million in the weighted student formula. That is funds that will go to each and every school across the state. We've also added $3.7 million for special education services, $2 million for student athletics, and we've made an appropriation for $3 million for the early learning program through pre-kindergarten.
Additional DOE funding will be applied to other programs and expenses. Lone Republican Senator Sam Sloan cast the only dissenting vote. Sloan said the state must cut spending and take aim at easing the burden on taxpayers for Hawaii's public employees' retirement system.
We have the largest unfunded liability in the nation at over $20 billion more. That's just to pay for employees, retired and active, their health plan, and their retirement plan.
The House unanimously passed the budget, with a few members expressing reservations. The budget provides $25 million more for the University of Hawaii system, but Higher Education Committee Chair Isaac Choi said he's concerned about the increasing financial burden being placed on UH students.
UH-100, $45 million increase in ceilings. UH-Hilo, $2 million increase. System, $14.6 million. We have to stand for accessible, affordable undergraduate education.
The construction budget also provides $32 million for the UH-Hilo College of Pharmacy building and $28 million for an Allied Health and Administration building for UH West Oahu. House Finance Committee Chair Sylvia Luke says an additional $4 million was provided to UH West Oahu for its increasing student body. Luke says alternative schools were also included.
Charter school didn't even ask for any additional funding, but we provided $500,000 additional for charter schools. I think in this budget, the students and the university really benefited because we increased funding for lower education and higher education as well.
The approved budget was transmitted to the governor. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.